Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A new fire incident as CAL FIRE is assisting the U.S. Forest Service with a new vegetation fire 5 miles southeast of Hay Fork. The North Pass Fire in Mendocino County is now 68% contained, and the Gough Fire on the Oregon border is last reported to be 37% contained. As expected, a large part of the Klamath National Forest is closed off for the emergency. Yesterday, 11 a.m., the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office served a search warrant on a residence in the Blue Slide Creek area of Peck 1. When deputies arrived on scene, they searched the residence, locating 587 growing marijuana plants ranging from 1 foot to 4 feet in height, along with 2 rifles, approximately 39 pounds of processed weed, and over 3 pounds of hashish. Based on evidence deputies located at the scene, 3 adults have been identified as being responsible. Arrest warrants are being sought through the Humboldt County DA's office. Voters in California now have a choice in how to receive their sample ballot booklet. Voters can go green and sign up to access their sample ballot booklet online instead of receiving a paper version in the mail. To opt out of receiving your sample ballot booklet in the mail, go to Humboldt County Elections website. The law requires the county to confirm a voter's identity. The online form will require that voters provide either a California driver's license or an identification card number. Caltrans announced yesterday that the construction contract to build the first phase of the Willits Bypass has been awarded to De Silva Gates Construction and Flatiron West Incorporated. It's in the amount of $107 million. The project promises to relieve congestion, reduce delays, and improve safety for traffic and pedestrians along U.S. Highway 101 through Willits in Mendocino County. The $210 million highway improvement project is funded by $136 million in Proposition 1B funding, the 2006 voter-approved transportation bond. In total, about $14 billion in Prop 1B funding has been distributed up and down the state. This fall, College of the Redwoods is offering over 75 scholarships, and that's more than $42,000, but students need to apply to be eligible. Scholarship applications, as well as a list of available scholarships, they can be found online at redwoods.edu/district/scholarships. Completed applications should be turned into the scholarship office or the Welcome Center in the new Student Services building, and they happen to be due next Thursday. We'll have more KINS news right after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The Humboldt office of the California Highway Patrol will be conducting a driver license sobriety checkpoint tomorrow, somewhere within the unincorporated area of Humboldt County. Last year in California alone, over 200,000 drivers were arrested while driving impaired. The driver license sobriety checkpoint will be operated from 6 p.m. until 12 a.m. It's a similar story in Fortuna, as Fortuna police will run a DUI driver's license checkpoint of their own on Saturday. It's at an undisclosed location within the city limits, sometime between the hours of 8 p.m. and 2:30 a.m. The checkpoints are placed in locations that have the greatest opportunity for achieving drunk and drug driving deterrence and provide the greatest safety for officers and the public. As you may expect, drivers caught driving impaired can expect jail, license suspension, insurance increases, as well as fines, fees, DUI classes, court probation, and other expenses. Expenses that can reach or exceed $10,000. Pacific Gas and Electric Company has revamped its plans for responding to natural gas pipeline emergencies, satisfying a recommendation from the federal government. PG&E has now completed 4 of the safety actions recommended by the feds in response to the 2010 pipeline accident that occurred in San Bruno. There's still more work to go, as there are 8 more remaining items. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.